A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis, Moed Katan 12a, pagination 23. We'll start from the facing page, though, at the top, the beginning of the new perek, Yud Aleph Amud Beis 11b, pagination 22. We're dealing with cases on Chala Moed of Dover Ha'avud, Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of Pesach and Sukkot. And Dover HaAvod is a case that even though normally you wouldn't be allowed to do this work, but a significant loss will be shouldered by the person asking the Shaila if we don't find a solution for him. And therefore the rule on Chol HaMoed is that by Dover HaAvod, if there's a significant loss that's in question, so we look to find a solution and allow certain types of malacha to be done. We'll see in these two mishnayos, one dealing with oil and one dealing with wine, that there are two different shittas, one of Rabbi Yehuda, one of Rabbi Yossi, as to how cautious you have to be with this heter, with this leniency. So the Mishnah states, Misha Afech HaZesov, a person who started the process of the olives to make them into oil, Ve'ero Evel O Ones, and he became a mourner, or a different accident, something beyond his control occurred, Oshetu Poalim, the workers who promised that they would come and do the work, tricked him, and they backed out. So right now it's Chol HaMoed, and he needs a solution, because if he leaves the olives unattended to, it's going to spoil. So the first opinion is, Toin Kora Rishona, he's allowed to load up the first beam that's going to put pressure on the olives and do the initial squeeze. Umanicha La'achar HaMoed Divir Rabbi Yehuda, and then he has to leave it until after the holiday. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Zolef v'gomer v'gof kedarko. He's allowed to squeeze and process and seal the barrels. He's allowed to do the entire process, and he does not have to risk the crop that he's dealing with. Let's move on to today's daf. In the wide lines, count down five lines. Masnisin, towards the end of a line, we have a similar Mishnah regarding wine. V'chemi she'ya yeinu b'soch habor. The wine is already in the pit. V'iro evel o ones oshetuhu. And now something happened that caused a delay, mourning or something beyond his control. So now it's Chol HaMoed. What should he do? Zolef v'gomer v'gof kedarko divir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, that was the same opinion as the previous Mishnah with leniency, that he just goes through the process, he's allowed to pour it, to finish it, to seal it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says a little bit more gingerly, not so clear to be lenient, Oso loli mudim, you're allowed to put boards over it, b'shvil shalo yachmetz, in order that it shouldn't sour, become vinegar. But essentially, Rabbi Yehuda is much more cautious with the heter, and he wants you to find a solution rather than proceed straight away. The Gemara gives some elaboration on this and lists off cases where you're going to be allowed to actually harvest because such is the pressure and we don't want you to take such a significant loss. And there are different cases according to the situation how Chol HaMoed is dealt with. Take a look at Amud Beis, Yud Beis Amud Beis 12b, pagination 24. Counting down into the line, into the wide lines, I'm guessing about 15 lines. In the middle of a line, Rav chotzdu lechatzdu becholah demoado. Rav reaped the harvest during Chol HaMoed. He processed his field. Shama Shmuel Ikpid. Shmuel, his colleague, heard about this and he was very upset. So the Gemara at first thinks it's some sort of machlokes. Lema Shmuel ki yichido sevira lei. Maybe Shmuel holds like a minority opinion that doesn't allow him to harvest it, even if it's a significant loss. And the Gemara says, lo, chatzta dechiti hava deloava posit. It was a wheat harvest, and there was no significant loss. And that's why Shmuel was upset. V'rav my time of it, hachi. Okay, now we know why Shmuel is upset. Why did Rav do it? And the Gemara answers, ein lo ma yochal hava. He was in a situation where he didn't have what to eat. Whether he harvested it because he was going to process this very wheat to be eaten, or he was harvesting it so that he could sell it, so that he could get food to eat. But the bottom line is, he was a case of Ein Lo Ma Yochal. Rav, the great leader of the academy, he didn't have food, and he needed to harvest during Chol HaMoed in this instance. Ushmuel, and Shmuel, who got upset when he heard that Rav harvested, lo saimua kame, they didn't explain to him what the case was, that Rav needed food, and that's why he did it. And he thought it was just a statement that was going around town that Rav harvested. He couldn't understand what was going on. He was upset with such a ruling. Inami, the Gemara says, and this is something we should really spend some time on, Odom Choshuv Shaini. An important person, a reputable person, is different. And Rashi tells us that even if Rav was an Ein Lo Ma Yochal, a person who didn't have what to eat, because he's an important person, a person that people watch, pay attention to, and a leniency by him. At least one explanation of Adam Choshev is that a leniency by him will spread and be implemented by everybody else. If Rav can do it, we can certainly do it. And it sets a precedent. Rav would be obligated to figure out a different solution for his predicament of Ein Lo Ma Yochal, that he has nothing to eat, rather than harvest during Chol HaMoed. Take a look lower on the Amud, and we see a similar situation and consideration. Counting up from the bottom of the page, I'm guessing about 13 lines. If you see the Masnisin at the end of the line, I'm two lines above that. Rabbi Yanai, Havalei Hahu Pardisa. Rabbi Yanai had a certain orchard, the Mota Zimnei Becholo de Moado, that its proper time for harvest came on Chol HaMoed. So you have Yom Tov in the first days, and you have Yom Tov at the end, and those are obviously not negotiable, but Chol HaMoed in the middle, this was the proper time to harvest the orchard. It would get the best fruit without waiting for them to spoil or fall off the tree because they're ripe. The correct time to harvest was Chol HaMoed. Katfei. So Rabbi Yanai harvested. He would have taken a significant loss had he not. Says the Gemara, Lishana, the following year, everybody waited to harvest their orchard until Chol HaMoed. So convenient. They had a precedent from Rabbi Yanai that you're allowed to harvest your orchard on Chol HaMoed. So there are a lot of things you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. This is one of the things you are allowed to do. So they all waited. And that's when they did it. Rabbi Yanai saw the tragic situation, the tragedy that resulted from his behavior, people suddenly got the idea that you're allowed to purposely time it and wait for Chol HaMoed. And he only did it because he was truly afraid that he would lose the entire crop. So, Afkure Rabbi Yanai lepardise Yahushato. Rabbi Yanai made his orchard hefker that year, perhaps as an expression of atonement, as an expression of announcing that people got the wrong impression from what happened, but he clearly realized the tragic impact in honor of Chol HaMoed that resulted from his activities. So even though his activity may have been justified, but presumably the same principle as Adam Choshuv Shaini, that sometimes you have a situation where the reputable person, the leader of a community, might be 100% right in book knowledge as to what he's doing, but it's going to leave people with the wrong impression and with a leniency that's going to go across the board to everybody. And we have to be quite cautious. That's why sometimes when we give a heter, whether it's to a great person or anybody, we sometimes say, keep it quiet. This is a private heter because of your situation, and don't spread this leniency around because it only fits this situation. Sometimes such a cautionary note works. Other times, it really doesn't. And we do sometimes have to keep in mind the ramifications of a leniency. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.